Welcome back, guys. We're playing Dreadlore. Thanks for sticking with us. We've got our cast. Me, the Drizzle, as Simon Vincent. Ken Howell as Nord. Andrea Elliott Johnson as Leah. And Daniel Hulker as Tony. And then we have Bill Buncombe as the Arbiter. Thanks to the music people who make our music, all lowercase letters, Mr. Underwept. Thanks to the Patreon members, Nostalgic, Natalia Klein, Tim Roberts, Natalia Daniel Klein. Harper. All the pretty visuals and technological stuff is done by Catchfire Media. And thanks to Terrible Productions for whatever the fuck they do.
Yeah, whatever they do. We start as the magic explodes in the room, the antechamber to this cathedral, the sunken temple. Simon, you are with Mariah in the back in the catacombs. As you're holding this, which you have identified as an ancient blunderbuss in the shape of a dragon's body. What are you doing?
I will take them and take the two bottles of bourbon and set them outside the chest, and I'll take the blunderbuss. It's about 3 feet. Does it have a strap or anything on it?
Roll high or low. We'll find out.
Okay. I will say high.
Roll it.
You want me to? I didn't know if you were going to somebody else roll it.
Sorry. No, I don't roll it.
It is low, so it does not have a strap.
No strap.
Okay. Strap. So I will hold on to it and walk over to the other chest. Again, I'll check it to see if there's a hermetic seal, and if not, jiggle it again, and then slowly start to open it.
Doesn't seem like it's sealed.
Okay.
And as you open the chest, you see, yet again, some sand, but this time, it's like there's scrolls in it, stuffed, and they look fairly brittle. It looks like canvas.
Okay. How many of them?
7.
Okay. Can I spend 1 2-2 narrative points to say that in this chest, after I pull the scrolls out, I shift through the sand a little bit, and I find the blue gloves and or some black powder, wadding, and a box of irregular metal shards.
Well, let's do a fate roll.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's like you can just say no if you want to. I was just...
I just like the idea.
Okay.
If we do the fate roll, you can get it all.
Okay.
If we don't do the fate roll, then you can get one. It's up to you.
I'm fine with fate roll. I'm fine with fate roll.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You still have to spend the narrative point.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Okay. Whose fortune? Whose false fortune?
I'll be fortune.
Okay, who's false?
I'll be false fortune.
Okay, here are the stakes. Fortune, you find both. False fortune, you don't find shit.
Okay.
Do it. DJ No Fly, I want this tops.
How did you do, Hulker?
93.
So this is kind of weird, right? I got 7. It's exactly the opposite number.
Wow. That is wild.
Yeah.
And the Hulker was false.
93 and 7 equals 100.
Yeah, 100 total.
I'll spend to reroll.
All right, do it again. Rerolling, you sacks of shit. What'd you get?
Andrew.
You go first.
Did you get Hawker?
Yeah.
All right, I got I got 47.
I got a 50.
Ooh. Oh, you guys are rolling really, really close.
Okay. No. So I did not. Harry Bunkle.
Go ahead.
He says, your numerology has activated the 5G Bezos chip in my brain.
As in Jeff Bezos.
All right. I'm going to spend a proficiency so we can re-roll my last one.
Do it.
I'm going to switch dice.
Switch it. Pull it. Twist it.
My proficiency don't want it. This game.
Bloop it. You know, for as much as we say we don't roll dice, we roll a lot of fucking dice.
I rolled a 30.
I was about to say, you can't not beat me, because I rolled a 1.
Oh. Nice.
You rolled a 1?
I rolled a 1.
No, it's a fail.
That is, in fact, the lowest you can roll on a D100. Or any die.
Not my fault.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
So there's right, should have been.
Should have rolled a D4.
Anyone else is going to throw down some delicious, delicious proficiencies?
All right. Deliciously.
I'll do one.
Reroll it. See what happens.
Maybe I switch hands.
Drizzle can't lose at gambling every time.
What are you talking about? I lost $100 this weekend.
So what'd you get, Hawker?
37.
44.
Hey!
You got a shot. Look at that.
You see a wad and some black powder. It'll actually be smoke powder is what it's called. And some oddly shaped shrapnel thing bits. However, they look like a piece of glass.
Okay, that's cool.
You also find, what was the other thing?
The blue gloves.
The blue gloves.
Oh, well, and because the blunderbuss stuff, I need the smoke powder wadding. And the glass shards. And then the other thing was the blue gloves.
Yep. As you find the blue gloves in the clutch, finding the blue gloves. Well done. As you pick them up, there's an electrical charge that shoots off as Mariah goes, whoa!
Be careful. Be careful around these. I don't want you getting hurt.
Yeah, I don't want to get hurt either. What are these? She points at the scrolls.
I don't know yet, but I think between Nord and Tony, they'll probably figure it out.
She picks one up and unrolls it.
Be careful. I wouldn't read that. Have you seen what happens to Tony when he reads things?
Read it? As she's looking at it, she flips it over. You see, it's a painting.
Oh. Well, that's different than what I expected. It to be.
Do you look at the painting?
Yes, I'll look at the painting.
Zero. As you see, at first it just looks like dark aquamarine, but as your eyes focus, your flashlight, you hold it steady, you see a primeval sea, and below which a void of space. And you can swear that there are tentacles moving within it as eyes start to stare back at you and the scene starts to move before you. You hear from this underworld the name in a husky voice. Husky? Maybe not the best word. In a distant voice, say, Kerr. And coming from the fringe at the top where the land would be, the earth, Ma. And you know that these are the two names, the two words. The earth is called Ma, in the underworld is Kerr. What'd you get on your sanity roll?
One I picked up. I picked up Flare. So
nice.
So right now I only have two though.
Threshold is two on this. You are at limbo presently.
Let me see if I can get. Okay. Okay, now I got four.
Gaining a narrative point. You blink, perhaps, and see that the painting is not moving. It's just a normal... It almost looks like just this abstract painting of aqua and mud. As you sort of shake your head, maybe wipe your eyes, looking at the painting, wondering where all those images were that you just saw.
Mariah, don't look at those for too long.
I'm not really big on art anyway.
Okay, we'll roll them
Mom
up.
Mom says it's a waste of time.
It's... No, it depends on if you're good at it or not.
She said, what was it again? PhD? PhD?
Yeah,
the doctorate. Hungry doctor.
Oh.
MD is money doctor.
Oh, that does sound like Leah.
All right. Anyway,
and I will start to. I'll take the scrolls and be like, Mariah, here, can you carry these?
As she does.
Okay, and so then I'll grab the. I will try the best I can. This is going to be hard to do, but I'll grab the wadding and stuff. Can we say it was all in one box?
Yep.
The blunderbuss. So I grab it and the blunderbuss and tuck it under one arm and grab the two bottles and try my best to carry all of it outside so that way other people can help me carry some of it.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
As you guys start moving outside, go on.
Yeah, so I'll come out the door and I'll be like, I need a little help over here.
As you come out the door, blood splatters on your boots. As Leah stands there, holding high this archaic-looking spear thing. And before her is a bloody mess and just the head and, like, shoulder of a chopped-up body.
I quickly
I'm so glad you sort of... I'm really quite glad that you could at least predict, you know, my feelings on the matter. Because I was going to tell you specifically, I would very deliberately save her head for last if she had to watch all of it.
I know.
But I quickly step in front of Mariah. So
you
she
do. Oof, can see it. As she runs into your back. What?
Don't look for a second.
She's behind you. You're in the doorway. She's just sitting there in the dark.
Oh. Can you hurry up over there, Leah?
Yeah, I'm almost done. And Leah will toss, you know, sever the head from the torso, toss the torso in to the fire, and pick up the head of Lady Callie and look into her eyes. And with this, you're done. And she'll flip the head around and hold it up like a basketball and toss it into the fire. Swish, swish, bish.
You do. She is covered head to toe in nasty.
Hey, so I'll step out of Mariah's way and let her into the room.
Mom, what happened?
Oh, you know, just a little redecorating. I got some paint on me, don't worry.
Her mouth drops. Okay. She looks up at you, or at you, Simon. Where's Nord and Tony?
Nord? Tony? Where are you at? Are you in here?
Did you see what I described before you? Yep, their voices echo.
We're a little busy right now fighting, you know, demons from another realm.
It's closed.
Oh, did it happen?
Yes.
Well, shit. All right. That was a waste of stuff. Do you think they're closed everywhere? Do you think this was the only one? Do you think there are other portals?
If we see another portal, then we'll know.
Well, I think we search around. Let's meet up with everybody and maybe do some searching.
I think that's a good idea.
We're over here. Rebecca, stick with us. And I grab her hand if she's nearby.
Yeah, she's in. She's at the doorway.
All right. I'm glad you didn't come here to see that. I would hang back, Rebecca, for all.
You told me to hang back.
Yeah, good.
Don't you remember? You told me to hang back.
I've said a lot of things. I'm not sure that I remember most of them. Been a bender. I really want a warm bed and a lot of sleep. That's what I want.
Leah at this point will move back towards where she'll move towards Simon and or Tony and Nord that direction.
Yep. Action's on you guys.
As I'm carrying
Leo, as you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
As Leah heads that direction, you'll see her sort of searching around, looking around, looking for Marcus. Where did Marcus go?
I grounded him.
What? What does that even mean?
So, Mariah.
Did you get everything out you needed to there, Leah? You were kind of going at it there for a minute.
I made sure she didn't get up again.
I don't think that's how it works. That's not how it worked with Tony.
With Tony? What? I guess, but... At least I did something to help.
Where'd Dad go?
That's what I'm trying to find out. What do you mean you grounded him? What does that mean?
I didn't intend for him to leave, but he chose to follow this horrible tentacle-eyed monster away.
Away where?
Last I saw them, they sunk through the ground.
Leah will actually look around and spot the pile of things that Mark has left behind. What are you talking about? I don't understand. How did he just get pulled through the ground?
Did you even search the body before you cut it apart of Lady Callie? Or you just like, what's going on with that? I'm a little worried.
No, I didn't, because I don't trust anything that she has on her. Anything that she has on her could be a trap and a method for her to come back. I don't trust that.
But there are portholes to hell. We gotta stop the portholes to hell.
Why do you keep on saying it like that? You're going to drive me nuts.
Well, you know, Tony. Tony did it. He stopped it. He with his reading.
Where's Dad?
He left with a monster.
I don't.
Simon, what do you got going? Where's John? Where's your buddy John, Simon?
Well, I guess I look at Mariah and I go, I guess nobody's going to help us carry this stuff. And I'll walk over to where John is. And I'll be
John's
like,
John's where you left him. He's lying, his back is against the wall. He looks like he's asleep, but as you walk up, he's next to the door. Or actually that column next to the door. And he opens one of his eyes, the other one's like closed shut, swollen.
So I've got the I pull out of my pocket the that was lightning sound effect, sorry.
Yeah. I got it.
The blue gloves. And I'm like, will these help you?
He looks at him. His eye kind of opens. You found it. That's good. That's good. As he starts to try to get up and then slumps back down, he kind of shakes his head. I can't wear them. It'd kill me if I try to put them on right now.
Well, I'll hold on to
them. Well, actually,
I'll hold on to them until we can get you out of here and get you back to where you can recuperate.
Huh.
Leah will pick up the pile of stuff and, you know, put it in her cargo pockets for now. And then I go over to John and say, well, it looks like you've seen better days.
You know where the...
What happened?
Right.
How'd they capture you in the first place?
We were at the lighthouse waiting. We used it as a signal beacon. Didn't realize they were right under our noses. Waiting on you guys to arrive. And they got the drop on us.
Lighthouse.
You seem kind of stop for a second. He kind of shakes his head. That's not what happened. Sorry, it was something else. As you see his eye kind of like looking around. Obviously, there's some delirium. No. Grant, he was waiting. I came to Bell Island. And looks up at you. Actually, all of you. I decided I would help out, I think.
Interesting.
Can I bid? Oh shit! I can't bid addict. Can I bid? Astral projected, which is a flaw of mine, to see if he's drugged.
Sure. As you bid that, you can tell he's definitely drugged, and he's definitely gotten the shit kicked out of him. He has like 3 concussions.
I'm going to give him some of the anti-poison that I have. Because I don't have anything else. Anybody have any medical knowledge or ability that maybe could help this poor guy out?
As Nord stuffs some Nord some stuff shit. in his mouth. And he's like, oh.
You might puke a little bit, but
where's they gave Dad? You... Mariah says.
I'm going to bid resilient to help to try and help boost your John up.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
As you get him on his feet, he can walk with your help.
Okay.
Leah, you know where go ahead.
John, do you know how they open the portholes to hell?
What portholes? What are you talking about?
The monsters. Did you see any monsters? You know this stuff. But I mean, the monster. They opened up a fissure between our world and the other world.
Yeah, they've got a couple of them.
Well, where are they? We gotta close them.
One's just right out there. As he points towards the room you were just in.
We closed that one.
You did.
Well, I think we did.
How'd you do that?
Some light reading.
He arcs an eyebrow. The other one doesn't work. The other one, they're trying to open up over at Gross Point underneath that that cemetery.
Oh, yeah, I think I know where.
Let me guess, that's where that... That must be where that bitch Loretta's at.
He kind of looks at you. I don't know. I don't know their names. I just know the sound they make when they die.
Leah will actually kind of give him an appraising look, you know, thinking about what he said earlier. Do you guys... That you recounted two very disparate experiences. Do you and your fellows share memories?
He looks over at you. Something like that. We'll say this isn't my first go around.
Interesting.
So, well, Lady Kelly, anyway. Is she breaking the rules? Doing this stuff?
No, she's not one of us.
Well, yeah, I mean, but she kidnapped you. I mean, I thought you guys didn't get involved with, like...
No, I broke the rules by trying to help you all out.
So it wasn't her. Like, she's okay to open the realm between us and...
He just looks at you. What are you asking?
There was a... When I walked in, there was a sense... that she was just doing this of her own accord for her own benefit. Because the three sacrifices they were talking about, she evidently had done way more.
She's young again.
Well, she was.
Well, I think she's coming back. I don't think she's not stopping.
Here's the better question. Did my cutting her up and burning her accomplish anything, or is that just a waste of time?
John's just kind of looking at you. You cut her up?
Yeah, and burned her in a pyre.
He looks at the rest of you. Huh. All right. Well, from what I know about Lady K, she doesn't have a corporeal form. I was rather surprised when I saw her in the flesh.
We saw her a couple times.
So that was just a waste of time.
What?
It was dark, dude.
So that was just, so what you're saying is that was just a waste of time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Cutting her up and burning her.
He looks over at Mariah, who's like looking back and forth, looking mad. Like Mariah's, she looks furious. He looks back at you. I don't have all the answers.
Well, do you want to get off this island?
The White Doe is supposed to be a spirit, a spiritual being. She died a long time ago. I don't know how she became corporeal. Maybe those sacrifices. I'd say if she's able to use that kind of biomancy, as he kind of shakes his head, call it life magic, necromancy, that kind of thing. If she has command of that, yeah, she could reconstitute a body, sure. Probably a setback. He'll turn to Nord, nodding. Let's get off this island.
Do you know another way out here? If not, we'll have to swim.
He winces. Nothing I know of. I came across that bridge.
Nice. Swim not so bad. Looks like. I'm gonna do something. I'm gonna make a little potion. For who's the I only have enough to make two. Who's the weakest swimmer among us? I guess I'll need to make one for Rebecca and one for John, because it'll help you
get the 12-year-old is actually is pretty good swimming. As you have found out,
she swam down.
Yeah, she was on the swim team apparently.
I'm gonna mix a couple of fish breath potions.
Sure.
For Rebecca and for John.
Mariah furiously storms out of the room toward the front where you guys came in, getting fed up with all of you.
I'm going to take one bottle and hand it to Nord. I'm going to take the other bottle and hand it to Tony and be like,
thanks.
It looks like bourbon, but there's stuff in it. So I don't know how well it'd be to drink it. I wouldn't drink it right now. And I'll have Detective John with me, and I will be like, let's go for Mariah and see if I'm going to have you hold on to me while we swim. So that way I will get you out of here.
And roll a D4 for each of those bottles, and we'll see how many swigs they have in them.
Okay. 3 on one and 4 on the other.
Okay.
Which one do you want, Tony?
Pick the one with 3.
Okay. And then I will, so I've got, still got the blunderbuss. I've got the blunderbuss in the box kind of under my arm. Mm-hmm. And I've got, this is going to be a pain to get out. And I've got, the gloves in one of my pockets, and I'm holding it like this, and I've got him on this arm, and I'm walking towards the door. Mariah, hold up a second.
She continues, but she slows down. Nord, you're sitting there, mixing.
Yeah, I'm mixing. Holy shit. I got the first one. I got 4 successes with a flare. I'm guessing that I'm just bidding chemistry. And then the second one, I'm going to bid. I don't have anything. Can I just throw down on this? I'll bid. It worked in the past.
Okay.
to make this. And again, that is 3 successes. And it says 2 successes for fish breath.
Okay. So threshold of 2. Roll your chaos die for both.
All right. So I'm just going to do.
Your community is back.
I rolled a 6 on the first one. Okay. And a 2 on the second.
Nice. As
so one of them is actually 5 successes.
So that's a narrative point. As you concoct this chlorine-smelling powder enough for 2 doses.
All right, who thinks they'll need help getting back to the top? John? I just pushed this in John's.
He kind of like waves it away. What is that?
Nope. You're drinking this.
What do you bid? He doesn't want to drink that.
Or put the powder
in his mouth, actually.
I'll bid fake out.
All right. He's like, no. As you.
Mariah, Rebecca, are you a good swimmer, Rebecca?
She kind of looks at you. I mean, I can swim.
Should we give this to Mariah or Rebecca?
Mariah's made it down once already. She's a tough kid, aren't you, BB?
She nods. I'm not taking that shit.
You should give it I think you should give it to Simon, since he's going to be helping John out.
Oh, that's a good point. Simon, this will help you swim better.
Thank you, but you've I've already been around too many drugs today.
All right, fuck it. I'm gonna take it. All right, all right, and I just take
roll a d12. Ken. Mr. Nord.
Just in case anybody has any issues. I mean, I'm going for like multiple fucking. Holy shit! And that is an 11.
And Drizzle, roll a d12.
2.
As Nord, you take this fish breath, and there's a tingling sensation down your back as you get a mild toxin resistance. As you actually kind of come out of your high state, and your mind is a little bit clearer, as it kind of like wakes you up a little bit, as in makes you think a little bit clearer.
Oh, nice.
As John, Simon, you look at his face, he's got these incredibly bloodshot eyes, and he's like, oh, I need some water. Oh. What was that? All right, action's on you guys.
It'll let you breathe underwater.
Does anybody want to hold these? Mariah, hand me those paintings.
She hands them to you.
And I'm like, these are paintings. I found them in a chest back there. I wouldn't stare at them too long. If you guys want to take them... the water may destroy them, but it's at least worth a shot. This way, Mariah doesn't have to have anything in her arms while she's trying to swim.
But how'd they even get them down here in the first place?
I don't know. I don't know if there's another way out of here. There was... Back in that room, there was some... Like, you know where they have crypts for bodies? There was some of those, like, there... there could have been a way back behind there, but we'd have to crawl through a small area to go that way.
I don't think they dragged all these people down underwater. Rebecca, how'd you get down here?
I don't remember. I don't remember even being here.
What was the last thing you remember?
I was at the apartment. I went down to the fancy. And then I remember looking over at Eunice and we heard a song. She kind of like stares off. A familiar voice. And then just kind of I thought I was dreaming. I was walking down the street. People were running around. And maybe I got picked up.
Why you?
I guess.
She just looks at you. I don't know.
It's because your eyes, your beautiful eyes. You really are a dear.
You'll see Leah just making a very like weird face watching Nord do this is like, oh my gosh. Unfortunately, I don't know. You don't look wet. I don't think they waited you they had you down here while they were waiting for you to dry off.
I don't remember swimming.
Are we wet?
Yeah, you guys are wet and dirty, filthy.
Was
covered in muck. Leah's head to toe covered in blood. You all have blood and scratches and scrapes all over you.
Well, there was that one like runic thing that was by Lady Callie that, you know, could have been a porthole or something. I don't know if you'd rather go through a porthole. I don't know how
John
to make
keeps
it work.
On turning. He's like, what does he keep on saying porthole?
I don't know. It's driving me crazy.
He's, He's a seaman.
Jesus. He kind of just looks over at him.
Like, I can breathe underwater right now. I can totally breathe underwater. Don't you believe me? I can do it.
Me too.
Go ahead, hit me. Hit me. Just see how well I can.
What does
react.
That have to do with breathing underwater?
I don't know. I just could do it. I just have a feeling I can do it.
Rebecca.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with hitting you?
I don't know. Because I took some other drugs too. I mean, I've taken a lot of drugs. I don't know. Since we've been down here, I think I've taken like some shit ton of drugs. So I don't know what all this stuff is gonna do to me. But
Rebecca turns to you, Simon. Yeah, what?
Well, first off,
you want a problem, Rebecca?
That's why you don't do drugs. Secondly, Rachel, was the voice that you and Eunice heard? Was it Levi?
She looks up at you really quickly and points. It was Levi. That's where I heard that voice. Yeah.
How's that possible?
I thought they were playing it on the radio for a second. Like at the fancy, but I could hear it everywhere.
Were you at the fancy?
Yeah, I just said that. Do you listen?
Again, Mariah, don't do drugs.
A lot of drugs. I'm on a lot of drugs.
Mariah's like, I'm not going to do any drugs. Oh, my God.
Don't be like me, Mariah. Just don't.
Tell me drugs. That at school all the time, the whole dare thing. Ugh.
Dare to do no drugs. That's the motto, right?
Rebecca says, yeah, I don't remember swimming at all. There was a flash of blue light. And someone said weird words. A beautiful woman. She's wearing red.
Lady in red.
Okay.
Would she on the stage?
Warble, warble.
Was she on the stage? I mean, we stopped that show from happening. I was there. We saved Levi
Rebecca
from a mob.
At you. I don't know what you're talking
people.
About.
Like at the fancy. No, we were at the fancy. We saved. No,
I was at the.
No, that Levi. Was at the Blue Note.
Oh, the Blue Note. Shit. That was the Blue Note. A lot of drugs, I'm telling you. I was just losing my shit.
Leah will actually bid Cloak and Dagger to look around, obviously, what you know, from what she can see from where she's at, and see if anything pops up to her as another means of exit.
I was gonna sneeze. Out here, you're at the pool. Doesn't look like there's anything out here that would be a way of exiting. However, bidding Cloak and Dagger, as far-fetched as it may seem, granted you've seen quite and experienced quite a number of supernatural things, you also saw the burnt rune that Nord talked about, where Lady Callie had stood on the outside. Ostensibly, there is another rune. Perhaps it was some form of teleportation.
Did Leah see anything that stands out in her mind while she was moving around the rest of the room? Okay. Leah will say, hold on a second, how long will it take her to get to the top of the ziggurat?
Not long.
Okay. So Leah will actually go ahead and go to the top and see if anything stands out to her up there.
You see the rune that Nord saw at the top of the ziggurat. It was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
However, the big fuck all rune that was up there when you went up there, it's still there.
I mean, do you really want to go through that when you know that you can swim from down here to up there? I mean, like, do you really want to, like, magic yourself through some like, Tony's going to have to do it. Like, he's going to have to look at Leah, these runes and, like, think of a thing and, like, transfer us from one to the other. I'm not going to say that shit.
Leah will look down at him and look back at the rune. Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained, and still actually go stand on top of the rune and see if anything happens.
Nope.
Yeah, because Leah doesn't really, like, Leah doesn't know anything, so she might say, Erish Kagel?
Do you bid anything?
Do I have anything that's useful in this? I'll bid my focus burning.
Roll a chaos die.
Okay.
As you hear her say, Erish Kagel? Uncertain.
Five.
Leah, you feel a tremor. You're pretty sure in your bowels. Something moves. The ziggurat, you could have sworn it shook. All the hair on your body stands up.
You're gonna knock this plate down with us.
It's like putting your finger in a light socket for just a moment. As that could have gone poorly.
I feel like you should use your words wisely in this situation. I was afraid of just talking about this stuff willy-nilly. You know, you don't know how this stuff is going to react to you.
Hold on. I think I'm onto something. Leah's actually...
Tony, I think we might want to exit. Or,
yeah, let's go.
I think we should go now. I'm worried.
La mahala review.
I'm going to start running out. Come on, Rebecca. Let's go.
You guys take those paintings?
Yeah, I would like to. Can I bid quick and dirty while... Or not quick and dirty. Can I bid a trait?
For what?
To take the scrolls and put it into Tony's book. So Tony's book doesn't get waterlogged. I would like to bid a trait, Mr. Fix-It, which is a relatively new trait, to activate quick and dirty to make it so that the scrolls in Tony's book are more watertight.
So these are 7 paintings. They're on canvas.
Oh, they're paintings. Oh, they're
yeah,
big
they're
canvas
on canvas.
Painting.
Well, they're like yay big.
I was unaware.
If you can figure out a way to like fold them, I mean, that's up to you. They're not stretched.
Yeah. They're not stretched. I mean, can they be cut out of the frame? Are they framed or are they?
Oh my god.
Just roll.
Oh my god.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. It's very complicated. Yeah, I know.
3 times.
rolled up paintings. I think we should take these with us. Is there any.
But you could cut them out if they were stretched.
Yeah. Nobody, I don't know what to do with this stuff. I'm afraid for my life. I'm just going from one fear place to another fear place.
Leah, what are you doing up there? You're on the ziggurat.
Yeah, I said, the next thing I tried to say was, La Mahala Revuo.
Okay. So for this, since you're testing your fate twice, what do you bid?
For this one, I will bid, motto. It is what it is.
Ooh.
There is an eruption of light. Leah, you are sent across the room. Lifted up into the air, good 10, 15 feet. You don't hit the ceiling. There's like a weird, like a bad 1980s pyrotechnic effect on the top that explodes out. We roll me a D12, Hulker.
Oh.
Leah, roll a D6. This would be your chaos die. Do not roll a 1.
3.
This is good. What'd you get, Holger?
11.
Take 11 damage as Whoa. You are exploded out, thrown off the ziggurat. You hit the far wall and you fall down 3 stories. You are burned on your legs and your arms as though that pyrotechnic just exploded out and launched you across the room. In the moment, you did see the rune open up as though an eye of Lady Callie were looking at you and smote you through the magic. And in your mind, you hear her laughing at you as you land smoking. You want to go try again?
I think we swim out.
Spiteful.
Well, it's like a bomb. You have to know how to use it.
Can I spend a trait regarding the paintings? I would like to spend. Oh, and I had it just for a second. Fuck! I would like to spend my trait Vagabond to activate Quick and Dirty to allow me to line my coat with the paintings, the scrolled paintings.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, and, I love it.
And I want to make it really tight. I'm going to button it up tight. And actually, I'm going to open up my Kevlar vest and put the you wrap it around my torso. Huh?
You have a Kevlar vest.
I do. Open that up and then put it underneath, like wrap them inside of my torsos to put the paintings directly, and then put that on, and then put the I know it's bulky, it's probably not comfortable to swim in this, but I want it to make it as airtight as possible to maybe if I swam really quick to the surface that, you know, the water wouldn't necessarily seep through right. If I swam.
When you swim, we'll roll the chaos die to see okay. how wet these paintings get.
Tony, mm-hmm. Soupy gave you a narrative point.
Leah, as you pick yourself up, you have this image burned in your mind of Lady Callie's eyeball. It's hard to distinguish whether or not it's the same. You spent a lot of time staring at her as you were chopping her up. Is it something that's residual? Is it something that just happened? Is she still around? You gain some information. I'm going to give you the choice, though. Do you want to have connected, like the Eye of Sauron style? You know, Palantir. Do you want to have actually connected with her? Of course, it's dangerous. You get a lot more information that way. Or just a moment.
I'll say connected because, I mean, I'm basically almost already dead anyway, so might as well get something out of it, you know?
In this moment of vengeance that you have for this woman. You see that this image of beneath the Butte's house where you had been before, beyond the doorway that you didn't go through, there is a circle, a circle of believers. And in the middle, there's a corpse that is being chanted over. It has runes written all over it. As you see the eyes open, as Loretta Levon is standing over top, arms raised up, voice calling out higher and higher, as the corpse rises up, and you know, despite the looks, this is Lady Callie, her spirit being put into a corpse. With this connection, you can tell you were right. That portal can be used for teleportation, but you have to know how to do it. You have to use magicka to do it.
Okay.
Well, now Leah's just more convinced than ever that they need that, you know, she needs to order an airstrike on the Butte's house. But, you know, whatever. Yeah.
Say you were wrong.
Yeah.
I never said you were wrong.
Okay.
But will it do anything?
Okay. I'm going to lean Detective Jones up against the wall and look at Mariah and be like, Mariah, do me a favor, watch him. I'm going to go check on your mom. Then I'm going to go from the foyer.
She's gotten herself in trouble. You know it. As you walk in, there's a...
I'm going to go into the hallway and then into the inner room and go to where she's pick her up and be like, all right, Leah, are you okay?
Well, no, I'm not.
She looks fucked up.
Yeah.
So I'll start to help her up like I was helping Detective John and start to walk her back out to the foyer where everybody else is.
John will look over. Hey, could I get a swig of that? He points at one of the bottles.
Oh, yeah. Sure. I mean, sure. Go for it. Here you go.
He grabs one. Oh, God, I hate this part. As he takes a swig and then kind of buckles over, as you see his eye open up, as you see his wounds literally starting to heal.
Oh, shit.
I hate this shit.
I'm going to grab it back from him. Whoa. What is this stuff, buddy?
It's lifeline.
Life what?
Lifeline. You've never seen lifeline.
Wait, so
how do you make it? Do you know how to make it?
You have to use souls to make it.
So that crazy bastard Grimwald was right?
He turns.
No.
Yeah, Grimwald, he was an idiot, but he was on to something.
Well, I got his book. I bet if I looked through it, I could find out how to make it.
He arcs an eyebrow and kind of like pops his back. Still injured, but not dying.
Anybody here hurting real bad?
See Leah's smoking body. I'm fine.
I had the. Would you like a sweet? Like, I think this might make you feel better.
What'd you do?
Like, what? Yeah, I'll take some. Here, take a little sip of this, Leah. See how this makes you feel.
Yeah, Leah will take a sip of it.
All right, you take a swig. You can roll 2d4 plus 1. And what's that is how much like? You recover.
What's it feel like?
Oh, it hurts. It feels like incredibly strong, just like Everclear. It's like drinking Everclear. And then you feel your body reconstituting. There's the flavor of blood and organs and spices.
Mm-hmm.
There's a smell of the sweet smell of death, like at a funeral, like something rotting, just kind of doesn't go away from your mouth.
Oh, fuck.
Canon-wise, you are ingesting the death rattle and last bit of spirit of a person.
Yay!
Yeah!
Fucking shit. Anyway, at least I'm not... Gosh, that still hurts. But, all right.
You take more than one swig or just one? You guys have five more.
Leah might take one more swig just because
you don't want to drink too much of this stuff. What are you doing? I don't stop her from taking this second swig. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Narrative point to Tony from Soupy Jones. Remember, your proficiencies work on all rolls.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm doing. Because I did not roll well on that second day.
Okay, so you have two swigs in one and two swigs in the other one. That's what you guys have in those two bottles.
Copy.
Okay. Leah hands it back.
You see her wounds starting to close up. Still bruised and scraped. Anyone else take swigs?
I stick it in my satchel. Satchel.
Anyone else? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Detective, can you make the swim now, or do you still need to...
I can totally make the swim.
I can make it.
I gave him fish lungs. It doesn't matter. You could swim the whole lake.
Water.
You could breathe under that shit.
Crazy.
I'm not crazy. I'm going to do it right now. Here in a minute.
All right, what do you guys do?
Here we go.
I will go ahead and, getting ready to make the swim.
To go. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. I'm going to take the blunderbuss and the box and kind of try to wedge them in my pants and put my vest around it to help hold on to it while I swim.
Yep.
So it's kind of like
you guys
sticking it in my belt loops.
Head into the drink. What do you guys bid to not drown? Or to make the swim?
I'm going to bid strong.
Yep. It's cold, this water. Way colder than it seemed before.
I'll bid seems seen shit.
Seen shit, you've done this before. What about you, Tony?
I'm going to bid. Can I bid a flaw?
Of course.
Risen was dead, but now not.
As you get into the drink, and there for a moment, you're holding your breath. Maybe the thought occurs, do you even have to breathe? As Mariah gets in, John gets in, Rebecca gets in. She's like, oh my God, so cold. Nord, what do you bid?
I would just like to throw down. And I'm going to hang back and let everybody start swimming. And
they start swimming.
Wait and to see if anybody has any trouble. I'm going to stick my head underwater and start breathing.
All right. That is going to require either a bid or a throwdown, because that's real hard for a person to just do.
I'm going to bid shadowed, which is one of my flaws. Actually, and even better, I'm going to bid conspiracy nut. I believe that I have made this chemical thing that can allow me to breathe without issue underwater.
As you stick your head underwater and you take in a big suck of water into your lungs, it does not feel good. Have you seen The Abyss?
Yeah.
There is
I have.
Immense fear. Your body revolts. You start vomiting into the water. But as you've been shadowed, and as you believe in what you've done, you hold yourself there, drowning yourself. And suddenly realize you are breathing underwater.
Do it.
Like a fish.
I can do it. I wait a minute.
You're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. I wait a minute and make sure everybody I just give another minute.
I'm doing it, guys.
And then I'll jump in.
Nord, you wait.
And then I'll go.
The drink.
Yeah, but I want to go fast when I'm in there.
Yeah, you start swimming.
I don't want to ruin my paintings that
as you all get to the top, the first of you, we'll say, is Leah, because you went first. You and John. Leah, you get to the top. There for a moment, there's some fear because you actually touch ice. As you punch through, the ice is very thin. And you're able to get to the side, pull yourself up. You are freezing in this water. One by one, everybody comes out. There's a moment where you guys are standing on the side of the pool and you see Nord swimming around. As he comes up, he has a face of elation. As Nord, you break the surface and climb out. And then promptly puke water out of your lungs. Like projectile.
I take damage. I get it.
You're all standing at the top of the pool, looking down. Snow is falling heavy now. You can see the pool has snow collecting on it where it started to freeze over. There's distant sound of an explosion from the city. As you make your way up the stony path to where you can see the shambly walkway and the boats, you look out and see Detroit, parts of it, are on fire. The snow coming down in heaps, the lighthouse still on, the only lights of electricity out on Grosse Pointe. And that is where we're going to end tonight.
I got a minor goal because it was to get John out of the temple.
I got a major and a minor goal.
Hulker, you're writing this down?
So that should be 45, right, Hulker?
How many more total?
Three.
I also got one.
What'd you get?
Well, I forgot about it last time, but my minor goal was to stop Marcus.
Oh, yeah, sure. And what were the goals you got, Nord?
I escaped from the below, and we closed a porthole.
Yep.
Was the major goal.
So, remember, you get 1 XP for minors, 2 for majors. Once you get to 3, you get to advance.
So you we were at 40. How many new ones is that?
Well, you had left early. That one game. We picked up 2 more, but you had already ducked out. So we picked up 2 then, and then we picked up 4 now, which puts us at 46.
All right, 46.
All right. So 2 more, and you have a party goal.
Yeah, that 1 week when you ducked out right at the end. We talked about it after.
So if you got your major goal, you get all of your cunning, all of your breath. You get a pip. Everyone also gets a pip.
Oh, nice.
And you get 2 XP. Your minor goal will then just give you a pip and 1 XP.
Okay.
So if you guys are at 3 or more XP, you need to do your advancements.
What happens if you max out on pips again?
You can drop the load. You drop 5 of them, and then you can gain a trait.
Okay. Good.
Good. All right.
We want to read us out, Drizzle?
Okay.
Do it.
Thanks, everyone, for sticking around. I know we took 2 breaks tonight, but that's okay. It's just gave you a little bit of a breather in between. Like to thank all of the cast. I play Simon. Ken Howell plays Nord. Andrea Elliott Johnson plays Leah. Daniel Hulker plays Tony. And Bill Buncombe plays the Arbiter. Yeah. Thanks to the musicians who make the music you're listening to right now. All lowercase letters and Mr. Interrupt. Thanks to the people who subscribe to our Patreon. You can go do it as well. We'd appreciate it if you did. That would be Nostalgic, Natalia Klein, Tim Roberts, and also Daniel Hulker. All the beautiful scenery you've seen tonight and all the technological stuff that goes on behind the scenes. Scenery. That's all thanks to Couchfire Media. And story ideas leading this ragtag group of adventurers is Terrible Productions. Thanks for whatever the fuck they do.
Thank you. And
if you happen to live in Winesburg, Ohio, you obviously love us, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. It is Winesburg, right?
Yes.
Okay, just making sure I was saying that right. Thanks, everyone, for sticking around and for hanging out with us. We'll see you next Monday, unless you want to come listen to Geeky Gamer Podcast on Thursday at 7 as well. Correct?
Are we going to do after hours at all?
Well, we'll stick around to do some after hours.
I can't stay, but...
Yeah,
I got to go.
All right.
We'll stick around and do some after hours.
If you're a Patreon, then you can catch it later. But if you're not a Patreon, you don't get the after hours.
Yeah. If you stay live...
Unless you watch live. Yeah. So this is like your only shot to watch it free.
Yeah.
Yay. All right. We'll be
back. Thanks, everybody.